Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The whole conversation about a police review board for Allegheny County may have started with the shooting of Antoine Rose II, but it's a much bigger issue than that. It's a much broader issue than that. For example, four police shootings, three of them fatal, just in the last 6 weeks. It is all part of a piece of legislation proposed by Allegheny County Councilman DeWitt Walton. He joins us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Tell me why this proposed legislation stands to benefit all of Allegheny County.
If you look at the legislation in isolation, it by itself creates greater transparency, promotes integrity, and provides recourse for individuals who believe they have been dealt with inappropriately by law enforcement. On the other side of the equation, it provides recourse for law enforcement officers who find themselves being a victim of a false police report, because the document itself, in its entirety, requires that anyone that wants to file a complaint against a police officer, in that legislation, as a result of that legislation, must file a sworn affidavit. And as a result, it requires that you be truthful under penalty of law. So on both sides of the equation, it demands transparency and integrity by law enforcement and by citizens alike.
So clarify for me, if you will. We just had a caller who called in and said that police departments will have the option to voluntarily participate in this review board if it exists. So let me ask that first. Is that accurate?
There are opt-in provisions. There will be two opt-in provisions for that legislation. We can't mandate that anyone other than the county police be subject to that legislation.
Okay.
There will be opt-in provisions by municipalities. There will be two components of the opt-in provisions. Folks will be able to opt in for auditing purposes, and they will also be able to opt in for investigative purposes. The audit purposes will have the police review board come in and review their policies and procedures to see where they are and to determine whether or not they're appropriate. If there is a need to improve, to modify, they will make a recommendation to that municipality. And the municipality has the sole authority whether to modify or change those policies and procedures themselves. It can't be mandated. On the investigative side, if a complaint is lodged, the board will go in and conduct an investigation to determine what the facts are and what happened. If they determine that some inappropriate activity occurred, they will then make a recommendation to the district attorney or to the state.
Now, let me just clarify, though. If a smaller department, if a department opts out and someone has lodged a complaint against that department, the review board will not be able to move forward with that investigation because that department opted out?
If the complaint was filed while that municipality was was part of the procedure and they opt out, that investigation continues.
I see. Okay. All right.
And again, The review board can't mandate that anyone take any specific action. It only provides a recommendation.
Right. It's more investigatory and then comes up with a recommendation. Now, you've got a meeting coming up on Wednesday in the Gold Room at the county courthouse. Is that an opportunity for people to come out and voice their concerns or their support?
Yes. We are going to have an expert come in and give a report very, very briefly. Members of council will question the expert. Then we will have at least 1 hour for public comment. Individuals can call county council at 412-350-6490 and register to make a 2-minute statement regarding that issue. If they don't sign up and just come to the committee hearing, they can sign up on the date. But those who call and sign up will have first priority and go first. Those who sign up on the day of, they will go last.
And,
if time permits.
And it happens at 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yes.
So we'll give that phone number again, just in case folks want to sign up. Any sense at this point, I mean, has there been any preliminary vote on council? Any sense on how council may come down on this final vote, which is supposed to happen before
really
the end of the month?
I think it's really tight,
Lynn. Okay.
I think it's really tight. One vote can make the difference.
Ah.
It's that close. In my opinion, it's that close. It may pass,
mm-hmm.
or it may fail by as little as one vote.
By one vote. So the meeting is on Wednesday, and then how soon could we? The committee hearing is Wednesday. Then how soon would it happen? The final vote happen at the regular meeting on the 27th.
Yes, and that's the and that's the schedule that we have. Committee hearing on the 21st, at the next regular meeting of council on August 27th at 5 o'clock in the Gold Room.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll wait and see what happens. Thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For that. Thank you, DeWitt.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.